kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. Mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw po sa inyo lahat. Ako po si Papa Dan. Welcome sa SBS Filipino. It's another episode of Tampok, a spotlight on Filipinos dito po sa Australia. At sa ating mga tagapakinig dyan, sana po kayo ay nag-enjoy ngayong weekend. At sa ating mga kaibigan, ngayong araw, we're catching up with someone who many of you will remember. Nako, sa dinami-dami ng mga napapanood nyo pong mga show, syempre sa GMA Network. Ito, isa sa mga paborito nating kapuso, Stars. At syempre, naku, sino ba nang makakalimot, di ba? Sa Starstruck, isa ito sa mga talagang naging paborito ng mga manonood. At syempre, ang kanya ring incredible journey sa binibining Pilipinas. At naku, siya pa nga ang nag-finish na first runner-up and also took home the Miss Talent title. Very talented. At syempre, ngayon naman po, siya ay nandito na sa Australia, ano, and living a very different chapter na ng kanyang buhay dito sa bansang ito. Now as a wife, as a mother, and also a Filipino, living away from the spotlight. At ngayong araw ay atin po siyang makakakwentuhan. We'll talk about her journey, ang kanyang family, life in Australia, and maybe baka meron bang showbiz comeback or ano na ba ang kanyang mga plano in the future? Naku, welcome po natin. We're very lucky to have us with us today. Kasama po natin Rich Asuncion Mudi. Hi Rich, welcome sa Tampok. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me. Hi sa ating sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia at saka sa Pilipinas.
Ayan, Rich. Ako, maraming salamat sa iyo. Nako, simulan na natin ang ating kwentuhan, Rich. Kasi di ba, may mga ilan tayong mga kababayan na hindi yata alam na nag-move ka na dito, no? Dahil gaano katagal na ba 'yon? Pwede bang kwento mo sa amin, how did you actually end up moving to Australia, and was it something na talagang pinlano mo ma before, or parang anong nagdala sa iyo dito sa Australia?
Actually, it was in the middle of the pandemic when we moved here. It wasn't planned. Actually, kakapirma ko lang noon ng 3 years contract with GMA plus 3 years extension. So, bali 6 years siya. December of 2019. And then, March 2020, lumipat kami dito dahil nga sa COVID. At my husband was already working here at the time. Kaya ayaw namin maghiwalay. Alam mo yun. It was such a scary time. And it was, I think, the best decision that I've made. One of the best decisions I've made in my life, and now I'm living here. It's very nice. Yeah,
that's good to hear. Anako, Rich, you've been married, no? You've been married with, of course, your Filipino Australian rugby player, very athletic. Ayan, di ba si Benjamin Mudi? Yes. We remember this wedding, no? In Hong Kong, di ba? With all your friends, at napakasaya ng celebration ayan. I'm sure you remember that one. And ngayon nandito ka na sa Australia. You're raising your family dito. How has becoming a wife and a mom changed you? Ano bang nagbago sa'yo? Kasi dati, syempre, busy with showbiz life, no? Ngayon, you're, you know, full-time mom and a wife.
Well, for one, I'd rather just stay home kasi parang pagod ka na dropping them off, picking them up. Parang pag may time ka na makapag-rest sa bahay, i-rest mo na lang talaga yan. And I think because I'm the eldest of the family, pang nandun na yung pagiging nurturing ko and, you know, like, with my siblings. So, parang na-train na ako bilang maging nanay dati pa. And, yeah, it's life-changing. I mean, it's life here in Australia is really different. Mm-hmm. Wala kang makakatulong sa'yo. So halos ikaw lang tsaka yung partner mo ang gagawa ng lahat ng mga bagay on top of your work and on top of my studies, because I'm studying at the moment. It's very hard to juggle, but it's very fulfilling at the same time. I love my little family. I love my daughters, absolutely. And yeah, I would never have it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember no mga first few years mo dito, even months, no, paglipat sa Australia? How was the adjustment? May mga kakilala ka na ba dito, or gaano ka importante yung support system, or even making new friends?
Well, because like I said, it was unplanned. Parang nagulat ako, grabe culture shock talaga. Kasi back in the Philippines, parang ang dami mong taong makikita. I don't know in your part of where you live, but in Canberra, it is very quiet, very peaceful. Parang pag weekday, wala ka makikita ng tao sa labas kasi lahat nagtatrabaho, nag-aaral. It was really surprising for me. And there was a time when I think parang sobrang lukot-lukutan ako, parang medyo depressed. That's such a word, but syempre malungkot ako kasi I didn't have a proper goodbye sa pamilya ko sa Pilipinas. Kasi nga, hindi ko alam eh. Walang nakaalam ko na mangyayari sa pandemic. But yung mga naging friends ko dito, actually yung friends ng mother-in-law ko, which is part of the Filipino community as well. And they were very welcoming. And ngayon, I'm still connected with them. And yeah, pag hindi busy, we catch up.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw gumanap ka na, no, iba't ibang role, no, sa Pilipinas before, 'di ba? Pero ngayon, being an actual mom, 'di ba? Ano yung pakiramdam naman, 'di ba? Raising your family, very different ba? Ano yung pinaka-enjoy mong part being a mother and being, you know, a wife din, you know, in the household?
I think you know, watching your daughters like achieve something, growing up, waking up to them, next to them every morning. It's like you have a new purpose in life na parang I need to do better with my life para sa kanila. We're definitely building a future for them. And as a wife naman, actually, yung asawa ko at ako, lagi namin sinasabi sa isa't isa, parang at this stage, because our daughters are 7 years old and 4. So maliliit pa. So nasa survival mode pa lang kami ng asawa ko ngayon. Like I said, it's hard work, but it's very fulfilling. Parang sometimes you lose sight of who you really are, but at the same time, nakakagawa ka ng something for someone else na like sa anak mo na very fulfilling. Yeah.
Are they growing up in a Filipino household ba? Ganun ba yung pagpabalaki niyo ni Mister, no? Kasi syempre, 'di ba, nasa Australia, no, yung environment nila, pero inside the house ba, nagsasalita ba sila, nag-ano ba sila, Tagalog man or within yung culture natin, no?
Exposed sila sa language, mga connected din kami sa Filipino community, so lagi nila nakikita yung mga friends nila na Pinoy every week. Pero medyo tamad kasi ako magturo ng Tagalog. Pero lagi kami kumakain ng kanin every day pa rin. Gusto nila mga pagkain Pinoy, favorite nila adobo, sinigang. So there's still the Filipino culture is very strong still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nako, Rich, from being in the spotlight, no, sa Pilipinas dati, ibang-iba yung schedule mo, 'di ba, yung lifestyle, ika nga, 'di ba?
I mean, definitely na miss ko yung mga kaibigan ko kasi syempre taping kasi it's parang waiting game kasi nag-iintay ka sa eksena mo. So nasa tent kayo lahat, chika kayo ng chika, buong magdamag. So talagang magiging close ka sa mga katrabaho mo. And syempre, may mga perks being an actress, may mga freebies, free lahat, free facial, mani-pedi, whatever treatment, dentist, na dito ang mahal-mahal, di ba? So yun yung mga nami-miss ko. And of course, yung travel, because sometimes we would shoot in Singapore, in Hong Kong, in different places in the Philippines, and it's like free vacation for me. So yun yung mga nami-miss ko. Pero syempre, ngayon naisip ko, I don't think I can do it full-time anymore. Because yun nga, iba na yung priorities ko. And right now, I actually quite enjoy the peaceful life.
That's good to hear, no? Ate, syempre, nabanggit mo nga, you're a full-time mom and a wife, of course. How do you make sure naman rich na di mo nakakalimutan yung Rich Asuncion, eh? Dati, no? The woman, the actress, the beauty queen, ayan, di ba? And the person na yung may dreams din talaga, no? How, paano ba yan sa sarili mo ngayon? Kasi are you occupied? Do you still, you know, get connected with like activities dito sa Australia, di ba? How do you stay true to yourself pa rin ngayon, ano?
Yeah, like I said before, just staying true to your core. So I'm still connected with my old friends. Actually, mas close pa ako sa mga high school friends ko back in Bohol. I'm in constant communication with my family, ganon. Yeah, and I'm actually quite occupied. I'm actually studying at the moment. Okay. Trying to get a teaching degree. So I'm in my third year now, taking a Bachelor of Early Childhood and Primary. So as a student, as a mom, as nag-work din ako. So yeah, there's so many things going on actually. And actually, minsan, we get like opportunities to do commercials here, not like tapings, not like movies or teleserye, but my husband and I would be always on the lookout for opportunities na yeah, you know, like makalabas sa screen ulit.
Mm-hmm. At laging meron naman, ano, ano lumalabas. Yeah. Siyempre, Rich, of course, I have to ask this question, ano, and I'm sure yung mga viewers natin, nabanggit mo na na sometimes you're looking, you know, your husband, di ba? Yung opportunities, di ba? Would you ever consider a showbiz comeback? Kunyari sa Pilipinas, there's an offer or there's a project, di ba, na dumating. Would you say yes?
Of course. Actually, minsan pag umuwi ako, guesting ako para na rin to, you know, to pay for my vacation. Yep. I still have a manager. Yep. Like she's a close friend of mine, and parang sabi niya, sige, kung nandito ka, hanap tayo ng racket. Racket yung term nun eh. But yeah, I would happily do it again, but like I said, it's not gonna be full-time work. Paminsan-minsan siguro. Isa-isang teleserye siguro, ganun. And my husband and I, parang may plano kami before na, oh, what about, ano, balik tayo sa Pilipinas, tapos mga artista ka ulit. And then I told him, pwede naman, basta hindi lang, dapat may fallback ako, hindi lang ako maging artista. So that's why I'm studying again. So pagbalik naman yung Pilipinas, pwede ako maging teacher or maging artista.
Mm-hmm. That's actually my next question, ano? After everything na experience mo, diba, like napag-usapan natin kanina, you've had your share of the limelight, ika nga, no? At may pageants pa, diba? At syempre yung marriage, yung motherhood, and ngayon life in Australia. Ano ba yung ano dinidream mo pa ngayon, ano? Kumbaga, kung itatanong ko, what is ano, Rich Asuncion dreaming about next in her life, di ba? If you see yourself like, you know, in 3 years, in 5 years, nabanggit mo na yung teaching, is this the direction you're going right now?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's my dream to be able to graduate finally. Kasi ang daming naantala before nung nagtitaping ako. Naging third year din ako sa Pilipinas, pero hindi ko nga siya natapos. So I really want to become a teacher. I quite enjoy working with little children, like supporting them, helping them with their learning. Music, arts and drama teacher din ako. So yung pagiging entertainer ko dati, nagagamit ko pa rin siya to inspire young children. And of course, pag nakikita ko yung mga estudyante ko, can imagine my daughters, you know. It's nice to have that impact sa mga buhay nila.
Rich, finally, no? Meron ka bang message sa yung mga fans na nakakamiss sa'yo na kahit nasa Pilipinas or nasa sa Australia, sa ibang bahagi ng mundo, anong gusto mo sabihin sa iyong mga fans, no? O sa mga followers mo?
I guess, thank you sa pag-suporta sa akin before. Sa pag-suporta sa mga shows namin. And yeah, I appreciate that. I'm quite lucky kasi parang I'm one of those actors na meron pang free TV. You know what I mean? Kasi ngayon, it's all streaming apps na. So people can really actually choose what they want to watch. But during my time, wala silang choice kundi manood ng teleserye. Kung anong nandun sa teleserye, aantayin nila yung mga commercial. Alam mo yun. So I was very lucky that I was able to do that. When I was young, and I'm really, really people who supported me.
Ayan. Rich, where can they find you ngayon? Ano? Active ka ba sa social media? Meron ka bang sarili mo ring ano, channel or vlog or podcast? Have you thought of it? Or
so, no. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to do all that. Wala talagang time. But I still post sometimes. I think my Instagram is connected to my Facebook. So whatever post I have on my Facebook, parang automatically nandun sa Instagram. Pero it's more like family's personal life. I don't think it's that interesting. But if, you know, if you would still like to follow, then follow.
And ako, Rich, thank you very much sa'yo, no, ha?
And thank before you.
Before I let you go, we have a quick game dito, no? Our game, madulis lang to. This is called Rich in 5 Seconds. Okay? So, Rich, mabilis ang tayo. One answer lang. Pero 5 seconds okay. Lang, kailangan masagot mo agad. Okay?
Okay, wag math, ha?
Hindi to math. Okay, when you're ready, let's go. All right, Rich in 5 Seconds. Number one, name one Filipino food you can never say no to. Hindi mo matatanggihan. Pinoy food.
Lechon.
Okay, sarap. Okay, name one thing that you really miss about the Philippines.
Beach. Tsaka yung tubig na hindi malamig sa beach.
Name one thing that you love about Australia.
Government.
Okay. Name one memorable moment from your showbiz days.
Freebies.
Ayan. Okay. Next question. Name one thing motherhood has taught you. Ano bang talagang tinuro sa'yo ng pagiging mom o ina?
To be selfless.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one. Name one dream or goal you still want to achieve. Parang alam na natin to. Oh, go.
Pumayat.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate that. Nako. Maraming salamat. Ang saya pa rin. Siyempre, kausap at talaga nag-enjoy kami. No? Thank you. At salamat sa iyong life update dito sa SBS Filipino. And Rich, we wish you all the best. At sana no, ang ating next interview with you ay ikaw ay full-time na teacher na, di ba? At meron ka na mga talaga tinuturuan. That's what we are hoping and dreaming for you. Ayan, Rich. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Rich. And thank you again for your time.
Thank you for having me and more power to SBS. And maraming salamat sa lahat ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia and the Philippines na patuloy na sumusuporta.
Ayan, maraming pong salamat. At yan po, syempre, ang ating dating kapuso, no? Nadanda dito na, syempre, sa Australia. At nako, napaunlakan tayo ng interview. Maraming salamat ulit kay Rich Asuncion Muri. Ayan, syempre, at ito naman po ang isang episode ng Tampok, a Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Ako po si Papa Dan para sa SBS Filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. Mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
Share. comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.